Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Greetings and welcome. The pressure of movement, the pressure in movement energizes us. A breath energizes us. The energy that flows emanates our radiance to be our best. The conduit of excellence is our power to be healthy, to teach, motivate, and inspire as long as we breathe with intention and awareness. It will manifest. My name is Edward Pratt, and I'm here to say we are nuggets to be instruments, like carbon to be diamonds, products that are formed under pressure. Pressure endured defines who we are. We are instruments of service, instruments manufactured through a process or processes that result in actions taken, right? An action taken, constantly refining, constantly adjusting, improving towards growth and development to be better, right? The intention is in the process. That process is movement. Movement is harnessing energy around us and directing it to a point. As a martial artist, that is part of our training, harnessing energy around us and in a direction to a point, the core part of our training. Yes, martial means war, warlike, but the principles still are there the same. Bringing energy around you in a direction to a point. Energy flows where the focus is. Where your attention is, energy flows. Energy galvanizes movement. Movement is action. Movement gets us going. To get going, we move. Stagnation is death. So we have to move, take action. We have to move. So the question is, how do we move? Yeah, I move every day. Everybody knows how to move, but we move with intention as we do a breathing. We breathe with intention. We take a breath, slowly, deliberate, and steady. If you breathe too fast, you're hyperventilating, and that's not good. And if you breathe too slow, you almost pass out. So there has to be a happy medium of how we breathe. Yes, we breathe every day, but we don't pay attention to it because it's something we do. Breath is movement. Movement with intention and purpose is an exercise. Exercise or movement, yes. A process in itself. But the goal is to be healthy, vibrant, and strong. Breath and movement keeps the fires burning, right? The intention is to be of well-being, not to go through the day, but to grow through the day. To be that instrument manufactured through the process, right? To make things happen. To be that conduit that makes things happen. And the question is, how do we stay motivated? How do we keep this going? As you all know, we make these movements, these exercises, a routine. And the routine is the movement. The first movement is breath. Breath is the beginning. Breath is the spark. A breath was the beginning of our journey in life. It still is. Everything we do, we breathe. We have to breathe, right? If we don't, we won't be here, right? But every time we have to take a deep challenge, calm the mind, focus, recalibrate, recharge, starting something new, we take a deep breath. It's always that big inhale, exhale, and let's go. Our breath is our life force, it's our existence. We can go for days without eating, we can go for days without drinking, we can go for days without breathing. No, we can't, right? We take it for granted. We breathe every day, but when we breathe with intention, with purpose, it's a different type of feeling. It's a different type of energy galvanized, galvanized within us, right? It's also the source of our focus and balance, and it's a vital connection to our systems, internally and externally. Internal systems, the body, the mind, and the spirit, right? Externally is our awareness, our environment, or our being. Breath is the first movement in health and wellness. Frankly, if we don't breathe, we don't live. And if we don't breathe, live, obviously. There are no dreams to fulfill or goals to achieve. Right? If we don't breathe right, it won't be right. Physically, energetically, emotionally, mentally, causally, spiritually, universally. Those are all the connecting elements of our being where the breath connects everything, right? And the question is, are we aware of how we breathe? Do we pay attention to how we don't have to run up a flight of steps to be aware of, oh, I got to catch my breath, right? This is why there are all types of breathing methods based on the discipline, whether it's martial arts, sports, dance. A breath is important. It helps bring everything together. So with all the different types of modalities and breath techniques, here's one simple one, a way to breathe that benefits all. We breathe into our belly, just like how we did as babies, not into the chest. Our breath should be quiet, long, and soft, right? It helps relax the nerves, right? I had to take a deep breath before I got started. But anyway, it helps relax the nerves. It helps the flow of energy, a life force. In martial arts, we call it qi, and it helps calm the mind. Slow breath synced with movement stretches the body internally. We all know about stretches externally, stretching the muscles and all that. But when you breathe slowly, you stretch yourself internally. And also, it's part of the practice in yoga, or Tai Chi or Qigong, right? I'll explain that in a few, but actually, I'll explain it now. Qigong is syncing your breath with movement. So if you think of a teacup with tea in it and a teaspoon, Qigong is the teaspoon is a representation of your limbs. The tea is the energy within the body, the cup's the body. So when you move your limbs synced with the breath, it moves the energy. That's what Qigong is. So you move your limbs around to help facilitate opening up the body and breathing well. Remember, the breath is the spark, the ignition to health in movement. The next movement is stillness, not moving at all. Stillness is where stillness is not moving, but with breath brings about the sensitivity within the body, right? The mind does the movement whilst the body is still. That's itself another process. Sitting and standing practices or holding postures as you would in yoga or tai chi. Stillness reinforces the movement within. And that movement within is feeling, right? How many times do we sit back and take stock of what's happening inside us? We're so involved with what's happening outside us, we forget to go back introspectively, right? So sitting in stillness, not moving, and then using the breath to cultivate that feeling within can tell how you can find tension points within the body and release them, right? So stillness is also releasing, and we use our breath to release tension within. Tension is not good. Tension in the body leads to discomfort and disease. So the breath with intention to release the body. There's always going to be tension within the body, right? But when we use the breath, it also helps us find the structural alignments to help open up the joints so energy flows through the body unimpeded, right? So your aches and pains within the body is a representation of a lack of energy flow, some impedance there. And that impedance could be sickness, could become a disease, could be a form of discomfort. So the practice of sitting still, opening up the body, using the breath is to help release, is to help open the body up. In stillness, the mind audits and monitors movements, right? And that in itself, like I said earlier, improves the energy flow, but it augments strength, vitality, and balance. And that equates to good health. Stillness reflects and also amplifies our blueprint, our design, our purpose. The blueprint is our schematics for excellence, performance, and service, right? For me, I always think about being of service to help, encourage, and teach, and hope to be of positive influence to others. But the breath is the critical point in a forge, which is our body, right? Think of air that stokes the fires, that gets the fires going, right? The breath and stillness is a starting point of the grand design of our purpose, of us being an instrument of service, like I said before, the gem that radiates. The grand design is you. And the thing that brings it all together is the breath, right? So think of the breath within stillness creates the movement, right? Think of the calm before the storm, right? Think of a calm lake, the reflection before the ripples and the waves, right? So the breath facilitates movement in stillness. And from stillness, movement begins. Right? If you think about it, then it kind of makes sense because a point, there's no movement, and then boom, you go. Think of when you were spanked as a baby. You were not moving until the doctor hit you in the bottom and took that big breath, and off you go and Life is what it is. And we are grateful, right? Movement is stoking the fires, keeping the fires burning with our eyes on the prize, the goal, health in movement, movement in health. A movement is the forge, right? The furnace where the work is done, right? The exercises, the movements are the work. Despite of the mishaps and the obstacles and impediments, but these are challenges, these are various challenges we have to overcome, and that repeats constantly. And the way we tackle this, the way we handle this, is how we breathe, how we stay in control, right? The world is of suffering, we're told. No pain, no gain. No reward without sacrifice. And we deal with all these challenges that bog us down, but yet we persevere, we persist, we win. There are many battlefronts, there are many battles to be fought. We persist and we win. The experience builds us, shapes us, makes us stronger to endure and overcome. The win keeps the fires burning. The win is the sigh of release, of accomplishment, right? As a martial artist, when I think of forge, when I hear the word forge, I think of a sword. And we see how the relation between a sword and a forge is a nugget. So this is how I started saying we are nuggets to be of an instrument. I chose a sword because I'm a martial artist, but to me, the sword represents justice, to be right and to do right, right? The nuggets put in the flames, heated to a high temperature, which is pressure in itself. And then it becomes a shape. The shape is a surface. Constantly, the air is being fed into the forge, the body, to keep the work going. And the process is repeated, right? So the nuggets put in the furnace, the forge, it's bitten and pounded into shape. And then that nugget takes a shape and is continually pounded, continually pounded, continually pounded, which is the pressure, right? And it's chiseled and crafted. And again, doused in water to take form, and then put back in the furnace to be pounded again, to deal with the pressure, to be molded until you have a sword. The design, the desired design takes shape, right? That process is the same that we go through exercises and movement, is strengthening and reinforcing the form to be efficient for the instrument, us, the body, to be what to do what it was meant to do. So going through the flames, excuse me, being molded. The ups and downs and trials and tribulations that we go through, and to keep a steady flow, to keep a steady balance, we use a breath to do that, right? The breath with intention, excuse me, breath with intention and awareness is finding balance. Finding equanimity, finding stability within, trying to navigate through the duality of our existence, which is yin and yang. And through trials and tribulations, there's always dualities forward, back, left, right, up, down, and we're always trying to stay in the center, stay in the middle, which again, with intention and awareness stoked in the fires, the breath, you need that oxygen to keep the fire burning so the nugget, us, the body, can be molded. Without breath, without air, no existence, right? So the metaphor there with the forge and turning pressure into power, the underlying factor that molds and keeps everything, that links everything together, is the breath. Breath used to stoke the fires. What is yin and yang? Yin and yang are two opposing forces, complementary forces as well, both interconnected, and they both perpetuate each other. So yin feeds yang, feeds yin. So think of a relationship, male, female. Opposites attract, right? Element of one has its quantity of the other, like the yin yang symbol. So you can't be too hard, you can't be too soft. And being in the center is balance. And that balance is also known as Tai Chi, right? Finding balance. So with the breath, we use the lungs to feel the movement. When we take an inhale, you feel the lungs expand, and when you exhale, you follow the release. When you, if you pay attention to the feeling, when you bring in and you breathe out, you can feel the body release. And the more you go into that, the deeper you go into that, you can see how the breath helps you stabilize, helps you have a calm mind, right? The breath is the engine, really, that helps us to move internally, and it helps to activate our fascia, the connective tissue, which connects all our systems, the skeletal system, the cardiovascular system, all the systems in the body. I can't go through all of them right now, but the breath is the link of that. So we use the breath to stretch and open up. So that's why you have those slow movements in Tai Chi and Qigong, is to help the mind body sync together. And you use the breath to calibrate where the tension lines are. Take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. You find out where you're tense at, and you can try and, on the exhale, release that point. Right? The mind body and spirit. Spirit is the energy from within, the connection of the mind, right? And the feeling, right? And the physical, right? All in one, move together through the breath of finding tension and releasing tension. So we breathe in deeply, exhale deeply. As we breathe with intention and awareness, we are instruments and conduits of service, illuminating to motivate and inspire others through our movement in health. And it is, that's what it is, with breathing, using breath with intention and awareness. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.